Next, our guest is Beth Bzinski. Society is at a crossroads. We can either continue on the path of consumption at any cost, or we can make new choices that will lead to a happier, more rewarding life while helping to preserve the planet for future generations. Unfortunately, we can't all afford to install solar panels or buy a Prius. So does that mean that we're doomed in our quest to live a truly sustainable life? Well, according to our next guest, collaborative consumption is a new way of living in which access is valued over ownership, experience is valued over material possessions, and mine becomes ours, and everyone's needs are met without waste. Beth Bzinski is a freelance writer and editor who covers clean technology, sustainable design, and environmental issues. Again, the new book is Sharing is Good: How to Save Money, Time, and Resources Through Collaborative Consumption. The book is published by New Society Publishers. Beth, thank you very much for being with us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure to have you aboard. What got you thinking in this way about collaborative consumption? And then we'll get into exactly what that is.
Well, you know, like you mentioned, I do a lot of writing about sustainable living, different ways to be green. And I kind of started to realize that on one hand, not everything that I was kind of suggesting that people do to live a lower impact life was accessible, you know, to kind of the masses. Some of it requires a big monetary investment. Some of it requires time or sacrifice that not all of us can make. And I started to realize that in some ways that was a little bit futile to suggest that we can kind of buy these things that will help us to be more environmentally friendly. And so I was kind of looking for a more inclusive alternative, and I found myself working in what's called a co-working space, where a bunch of independent professionals, remote workers, kind of share an office space, build a community together, and collaborate. And I started to realize that this was part of something bigger, something called the sharing economy, where this idea of sharing skills and space and time and resources was being applied to a lot of different things. And I realized that this might be the better alternative that I've been looking for.
When do you think, let me ask you about collaborative consumption. How do you define it? How do you look at it as something that we can employ in our everyday life?
Sure. Well, you know, at the most basic level, it's just a fancy term for sharing. But when you get a little bit more technical, it really is used to describe any kind of a system. It can be social, can be economic, like a traditional business, that provides access to shared assets, so that they don't need to be purchased or owned in the traditional sense. So what we're seeing are these platforms emerge, mostly online but also off, that either provide access to a fleet of assets, maybe it's cars or bicycles, that we can sort of pay to access as we need them. And when we don't need them, they're not our responsibility. And then we're also seeing these platforms emerge that allow people to share with each other directly in a more safe and efficient manner. So while things like bartering and swapping and lending have all been around for a long time, we're kind of seeing them be elevated through these new technologies, and it's expanding people's circles with whom they can share.
So give us a concrete example. Give us an example of how this is employed. So what are we sharing?
Well, we're sharing lots of things. At the most basic level, we're sharing tangible goods with each other. There are different platforms that allow people to simply swap or barter with each other. Yertle is one that comes to mind. It's a great iPhone app. The interface is very beautiful. It looks a lot like an online store, but the things that you're looking at are items that real people, probably in your community, are willing to give away or to lend out. When you give things away, you earn this virtual currency that you can then apply to kind of quote-unquote purchasing someone else's item, or you can simply browse it and request things from people that are giving things away. Another way that it's being employed is by sharing intangible things. I mentioned space, co-working spaces. Hacker spaces and maker spaces are these great ways that people are coming together to kind of share both skills and equipment with each other. Time was the other one. Platforms like TaskRabbit or GigWalk are kind of allowing people to capitalize on free time. That if they're unemployed or underemployed, you can, you know, sign up to take projects on that are being kind of hired out by people in your community and make a little bit of extra income that way.
And I guess the word, the key word here is community. You have to be aware and knowing what community is present, I assume, and also of working to further build and create a community if a strong one does not already exist where you are.
That's absolutely true. I always say that people are kind of what's powering this, and people are the essential ingredient. And so, you know, it's easier to implement these things when you already have a strong social structure, maybe a church group or a school group or something like that, people that you're familiar with, you already know on a social level, and you can kind of expand that into, well, how can we help each other gain access to the things we need, or how can we pool maybe our purchasing power to access things in a more efficient manner? But the great thing is that with the internet and these new mobile technologies, if you don't have that immediate social community, and maybe you're new to a place, maybe you live somewhere that's very rural, there's just not a lot of people that you can share with, it kind of gives you access to this global community that you can start engaging in these behaviors with and kind of see how it works.
You are talking about pretty much everything. A dress, a book, a house, a snowblower, you name it.
Yes, absolutely. Every single one of those things, I can think of a platform where you could share it. Snapgoods.com is a great platform that exists to let you lend out things like a snowblower or a power drill, things that probably spend a lot of time idle in your home or on a shelf that maybe someone else could be accessing during that time. It prevents them from having to buy it and utilizing that money and those resources, and maybe also makes you a little bit of money at the same time. When it comes to clothes, there are great online consignment and swapping platforms that exist. One is called Rent the Runway, where you can literally, for just a couple days or maybe even just a couple hours, if you've got a fancy function, rent some designer clothing, some accessories, all for a fraction of the cost, and then those go back into the rotation and can be used by someone else.
You make a point very early in the book, within the first 40 pages, about how this actually, because you would think that would have an effect, a negative effect on the economy, because there's less people buying that stuff because they're sharing it instead of buying it. But you talk about how it helps the local economies.
I think it can really do some great things for local economies. I use an example often of a local movie theater in my town that was under threat of going out of business because they couldn't afford the upgrade to digital media. And what they did was use a crowdfunding platform, a really popular form of sharing that we're seeing kind of take off explosively. They used Kickstarter. They rallied the community around them, and with a bunch of people making maybe $5 or $10 donations, they were able to make the upgrade and stay open and really actually expand their audience in the community and gain more support. In different ways, it can, you know, allow certain people in the community to gain access to things they never could have had before. Libraries are a great example of people being able to access technology, different tools, certainly, you know, knowledge and skills that maybe they need to make progress in life. And, you know, we're also seeing that when sharing becomes a big demand, when people want access to shared goods, maybe like bikes or cars or something like that, it's encouraging manufacturers and companies to innovate, to create things that are designed to be shared and shared easily and safely. And we're actually seeing that spur some really great innovation when it comes to technology and making things durable enough to be shared.
You do address how to avoid negative experiences.
That's right. You know, I don't want to seem like this is, you know, some kind of a silver bullet that will always be this great experience and that everyone will always come away from it thinking, you know, that was perfect. Certainly there can be some misrepresentation when you're sharing online. The thing that's being offered may not always look or perform like you expect it to. In some cases, there are people that are out there looking to take advantage, and you want to do your homework and make sure that you're using platforms that are well-established, and certainly ones that are doing what they can to make sure that the process is as transparent as possible. I often point to Airbnb, a really awesome online community for sharing space, renting out your spare bedroom or your vacation home, kind of bringing a local twist to the normal travel and lodging, you know, that's offered by hotels. And what they've done is not only offer an insurance policy to people that open their home, mm-hmm. To those that they might not know, but they've also you know, instituted a vetting system, a background checking system, and also a mutual review system so that when I go and stay, after I leave, I review the person I stayed with and they review me. And that way the whole community can kind of see who's doing the legwork to provide a positive experience and who maybe is not participating frequently or not up to par.
The name of the book is Sharing is Good. It is published by New Society Publishers. Beth Bozinski, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.